one nation under fraud. Completely visible with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a smart city. So stop making up stuff. Okay? To try to
happening out there, how incredible it is, how awesome it is, what an amazing utopia. We're headed towards the nature of education and how we alter that in positive ways that will impact us while we're living in our smart cities and our smart cars are taking us and everything's smart. But sometimes the people aren't smart enough for the jobs that are being created.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a smart city. So stop making up stuff. Okay?
If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
From Slimy Nancy herself.
Yeah.
In the beginning of that tape was my governor, and he was denying the existence of smart cities, but then was recorded at a luncheon before that incident talking about smart cities. And then you have him, the governor, my governor, and I'm using him for an example, of course, today, but then he sets out to demonize everybody that doesn't like him as a white supremacist Nazi extremist. So if you don't like your governor, and I don't care what state you're in, you're a Nazi. So it's pretty amazing. And Nancy Pelosi put it out there as, yeah, this is one of our tactics. This is what we do, and then we get the press to validate, right? And so, for the record, I'm more interested in the tactic than anything, aren't you? Like the tactic they're using, because they're going to use it all over the country with this election cycle.
Well, I kind of wish everybody would approach this the way I did.
Oh.
So instead of being called a white supremacist, all you have to do is identify as black. And then they can't call you that.
And they can't call you not a Nazi anymore. it's so fascinating. You know, this tactic that will be used and is being used all over the country. See, they're doing it to Marjorie. They're doing it to all these people right now and the citizens of Utah right now. And there's a lot of talk shows talking about it because it was so out there. And we're in Utah. But it's so crazy to me how the governor can demonize 4,000 delegate voters, most educated among the voters, okay? And he can demonize everybody. And the press then, just like Nancy said, the tactic is to get the press to say the same thing that he said. And so what it does is it takes the attention off of everything horrid that's being done in my state by him at his direction and puts it on the so-called bad behavior of the people. So everyone has to defend themselves, but it's not, the focus isn't on the huge bad policies. Now, you've seen this with other governors too. I've seen it all over. It was just really, there were so many lies. I think that it was well planned. He knew in the beginning of his speech, and we said this a little bit yesterday, but in the beginning of his speech, he actually said, I'm throwing my speech out. And then goes to a piece of paper where everything's written out and reads from his speech. So he gave the speech he wanted to give. Mm-hmm. And it was so fascinating to me how he could stand there and lie in front of everybody and then give a speech that was ready to demonize everybody. See, he hadn't been booed the point that he wrote that speech, but the speech was all demonizing anyone that was there that was booing. What do you feel about booing or clapping?
A lot
of people talk about that and they go, oh, you got to be quiet and silent.
No, because that is a way to let people know you're happy or unhappy.
It's an outward sign by being peaceful and all you're doing is booing or applause.
I mean, it beats throwing a hand grenade.
So applause, good citizen. Booing, Nazi.
Yeah.
We got it. We got the message, right? You got the message for your state too, for your governor.
Sure.
And all the governors seem to be taking our country down the gutter, right? State by state. But isn't that crazy that people are saying, well, good decorum, be respectful, be silent.
You Nazi.
Why would you have to be silent to be respectful? If I'm sitting in my seat, peaceably going, boo, I don't like what you're saying. It's the most peaceable thing you can do. It's not violent. It's not an attack. It's not anything. You're booing because you're saying, this is how I feel about what you're saying right now.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I know. But it's so nuts to me that we are in a position to debate that and to say, oh, that's not how we do things. It is how we do things. They used to duel. We're not even dueling anymore. I mean, come on, this is America. You're supposed to voice your opinion toward what's happening. And like my friend said, it's not Hollywood. You're not, you know, enthusiastically clapping the destruction of our country. Give me a break.
This is always how they do it. They make accusations mm-hmm. that have no basis in fact. Mm-hmm. They criticize everything you do, even though they're doing it worse.
I know.
Isn't that it's crazy.
Yeah. Put all the attention on the people and not the hot seat of the
right.
of the people that have been in office who then have to explain what they've done and can't.
Yeah.
So they just deflect.
The issue.
It's a great, brilliant strategy. Yeah,
the issue is not mm-hmm. that I'm raising your taxes by 100%. The issue is that you're not happy about it.
That right there is the truth. Yeah. That is exactly what's going on all across the country. And the demonization is on. The game is on. So how do you fight that? You know, I was laughing last night because I was telling my husband everyone should wear a shirt that says, I'm an extremist, according to my governor, and show up wherever he is. Because the optics of that, the media wouldn't be able to hide that after a while. I mean, if you had that many people saying that, you know, on a T-shirt, because it is silent, but it's there, right? And those kinds of things, the visual representation of a state that's not happy, it makes it a little harder for fraud to go through. Because fraud means that the people have to accept it, okay? But if the people aren't accepting it and they know that, and they know the people aren't going to accept it because there's too much visualization out there of the junk, okay? Then, or not the junk, but of course the people unhappy, okay? Then awesome. That's what you need to push back, play their game.
Numbers.
Numbers, sheer numbers.
Numbers. What we do, we have to do in numbers. And it doesn't take a lot. Mm-hmm. Imagine 10% of the population is over 30 million people.
I know.
What are they going to do against 30 million people who are willing to speak out?
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop that.
It's funny because, you know, I was telling people, you know, every time you got to a podium and you get to ask the person a question, start out with, I'm an extremist, you know, constantly shove their narrative back in their face.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we also said politicians should get up and say, they're probably going to put together some fake images of kiddie porn as I tell you this very important fact.
Right.
Because then if you premise everything, it takes away the bite. It takes away their ability to do it, right? Preempts them. This is what needs to happen. How else can you fight this?
Well, you certainly
I don't know another way.
You certainly don't wait until they make the false allegation.
Yeah.
Just say ahead of time, they're going to make a false allegation about me because they don't like what I'm saying.
Right. Exactly. So we have to get smarter, more creative, better at this, because they're using these hardcore tactics against us. And really sort of the art of war. I mean, they're really utilizing the media. They're utilizing every gun they have, right? And everything that they're doing. And so we're all standing there just kind of hoping that it won't be the case. And I don't know that that's enough.
You know, not only are they using every mm-hmm. method at their probability,
mm-hmm.
but they're not even being successful using all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're losing the battle. All it's going to take is for another few million people to stand up and speak out.
Mm-hmm.
We're that close.
Yeah, right. So we have this big looming problem, and that is we know there's election fraud. And we know that 2024 is coming. So how much stock are you putting in the results? Because it's going to be very difficult. Like I said, they rely on the people to accept it. So right now they're laying down tracks for plausibility of extremists are a small group, but everyone else is a big group, okay? That's not the case. So we have to be aware of that in order to fight this.
It's so bad that if Biden had a stroke and died tonight, tomorrow the news would say, mm-hmm. It's still a close race.
So true. By the way, where's Kamala been?
Oh, they have hiding. They got her hiding.
Haven't seen her.
Yeah.
Just making that point. Haven't seen her. She hasn't been around. But yeah, I absolutely think that he knew that he was going to get booed. So he lied and then wrote a speech about it. And utilized the media, had emails ready to go, calling out extremists. And, you know, the 4,000 people that were there to vote as delegates did their homework. You have to do a lot of homework when you're a delegate. This is the pool of the most informed voters. And I loved it that they booed him the entire speech. I love that. That's great. What are we going to do in all these states? What are we going to do? We know it's there. We haven't done anything about it. County commissioners across the country haven't done anything about it. So what are we going to do? And that's the big elephant in the room. And I'm not quite sure what the answer is, but I do know that they rely on us. It's like cash. You know, it's relying on the value, the belief of the value. And this is the belief of what's taking place. And if there's too much of a visual representation against that, they can't, it would be very difficult to push that through. They did it in 2020. They had the visual representation of everyone wanting Trump, but they pushed Biden through anyway, right? They couped the country that got him in anyway. So it's kind of interesting that they did it. But could they get away with that again? I don't know. I know. We'll be right back. But yeah, Kamala hasn't been around. She's never around. Isn't that funny? She's mm-hmm. never talked about, right? You never hear about anything. It's very strange. All right, you guys, be right back. Kate Daly Show.